Tim Yoder.
Hey, this is Dr. Tom Samen.
We're going to be talking about nutrition, what to feed your body.
Hey, you know, Tim, I'm telling you what, being a chiropractor, it's wonderful to see some of the miracles happen, and, you know, just through the chiropractic care that we do by removing interferences from the spine. But you know what? We also incorporate nutrition and exercise into our programs. And during this last exercise and nutrition program that we did, I had this amazing testimonial from a patient of mine, Alan. And he shared something that just hit my heart and just made me realize even more why I do what I do. And what happened with Alan is I had had him as a previous patient. He'd come in, you know, about 15, 16 years ago. And I was walking through a store that he worked at. And I saw him there, and he just didn't look like himself. He definitely had gotten to be overweight. He didn't look like his happy self that I remembered him to be. And I walked over to him, and I said, you know, Alan, what can I do for you? What's going on? We got him into our office, and I realized he was in a lot of pain, and he was miserable. He had no energy. He just did not feel well at all about himself. And he said, you know, I'm willing to do anything. We started adjusting him. His pain level started going down. But then I kind of pushed him into the nutritional program. He's pushing, you know, almost 400 pounds here. And I pushed him in there, and he just, you know, hey, it gave him hope, and he came in. Well, anyways, we had done this for about a year. We had him in the program for about a year, and he's still continuing on. But what happened was that he shared this story with me. He said, Dr. Tom, I just want to tell you, and he started to break down. He said, last year, I went and I purchased my funeral. I went and I took my own money. I had saved up everything I could because I didn't want to leave my family with that debt. He had written off his life. He had realized he was going to die soon because he had no health. His health was gone and he needed direction. And so what we did by this nutritional program that we teach, and it's the same thing that you teach, is we've given him hope, and not only that, now his health has returned, and he's not even thinking about his funeral anymore.
Yeah, and I mean, we see way too many people that, you know, we do those extreme makeovers, and they come in, and we have them get on the scale. How many times have you seen your scale doesn't even register their weight? So some of their goals are sometimes, I just want to register on your scale in the bathroom.
We have to use two scales and then average the two, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely a big problem in our society today. But you know what we do is we teach people how to eat properly. There's not any really supplements, or there's not meal replacements. There's not a trick. There's nothing that we sell. We just go, you know what? We say you need to eat to live, not live to eat. Some people design their whole day around, what are we going to eat? It's just a day full of food. And it's crazy. You need to fuel your body with the proper things so you can live your life to the best of your ability. Because there's people that count on you. There's a mission that you have in life, to stick to your mission, to support the people around you. You need to eat to live the best life possible, instead of letting yourself get drugged down by all these sugars and inflammatory products. And we have what we call a healing diet that we put anybody with cancer, bone density issues, diabetes, weight loss problems, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. I mean, you just look at the top selling drugs, anybody on those, we put immediately on our healing diet to eliminate the need for those for the rest of their life.
Oh, and it's so true, Tim. And many people don't realize how easy nutrition can actually be. And you know what? It seems impossible at the beginning, you know, to think of not having, you know, all these sugars that we eat, not stopping by, you know, one of a fast food restaurants, which I'll try not to name, you know, and just, you know, all these easy things that we can do, and just finding different patterns in their lives where they can go, you know, hey, you know, I'm hungry, I don't have any food, instead of stopping at these fast food restaurants, knowing maybe just to stop at a grocery store and going in and going right to the healthy foods. See, you and I, we teach these things to the people that they can understand, what is going to be a healthy choice for me? Why do I want to eat this food? What is it going to benefit me? How come I don't want to eat sugar? How come, you know, the meats that I eat, how should we change that? Why are the grain-fed steaks not good for me and the grass-fed are better? Why? And when you have this wisdom, when you have this knowledge, you can make such great decisions for your health.
Yeah, and it's never too early. I mean, we have to eat in a way that we're showing our kids what to eat. And it's absolutely going the wrong direction right now. And, you know, in the extreme makeovers that we do and in the programs that we do, the last one we did, an 11-year-old kid lost 30 pounds. He was severely obese. He lost 30 pounds and he won the grand prize and he was happy. But his whole thing, he said, I need to do this. I don't care what it is. I'm going to do exactly what you say because I'm sick of being the fat kid. And you could just see it in his eyes. He was just tormented by it in school, in his family. He just had enough.
Oh my goodness, Tim, that just absolutely brings tears to my eyes thinking about that. You know, nobody wants to be the fat kid. Nobody wants to be the out of shape person. And you know what? It's so simple to change that. It's so simple to change the way that your health is. This is Dr. Tom Samen.
And Tim Yoder.
And just thank you so much for being here.